right? Okay. Well done, well done, well done, well done. So, like I said, before we finished, we saw the creation of arts in Genesis. But as we are opening the New Testament, we now start seeing something about what is called the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. Sadly, this word kingdom of heaven has been used for several things. That word kingdom of heaven has been used for several things, has been used for kingdom of prosperity, that kingdom of, it hasn't even been used for earthly kingdoms. But the Bible explains itself, and the Bible is evergreen. The truth is consistent. It's only the man that we want to be a deliberate counterfeit that we say, Bible did not speak for himself. Everything is so clear. It's so clear that you really need to struggle hard to misinterpret this book. Are you with me? This one will be very brief. It's actually very brief. Yeah. It's actually meant for and today, tomorrow morning. But let's see. Let's see. Yeah, this one is actually is now straightforward. It's actually meant for tomorrow morning, but let's see how we can do it today. Tomorrow morning we proceed again. Okay, are you ready? Matthew 3 verse 17, part 5. Matthew 3 verse 17. And a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." So we have seen how heaven was used in the Old Testament. We saw lots of them. Sorry, it looks like it's boring, but that's Bible study. That's how it's meant to be. By the time I'm interpreting for you more than we are reading, then I can just say anything. I should not just read three places for you in the Old Testament where they call heaven. I say this is the meaning of everything. You see it yourself. Pastor is not a dictator, it's not a tyrant, it's not a man that just tell you, just say the Lord, and you take it. No. We study together. I must not cover it for you. If I'm saying Greek word, I must show you how the Greek word came by. If I'm saying Hebrew word, I must show you where it came from. If I'm, anything we are doing, it must be together. Are you with me? Are you with me, brethren? S-R-O-S, Mungo, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Suddenly, all of you understand Yoruba. How do you know that's what I'm saying, Yoruba? Okay. So, Matthew 3:17 is a clear place where the word heaven was used in the New Testament. So, and there's a voice from heaven saying was, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." So heaven there, we mean what? Sky too, right? A voice from the sky. A voice from the sky. I've told you, if you remember, even go to John chapter 12. John 12, let me be fast. Sorry, is it John 12? Now is the judgment of this world. Okay, let's read John 12 from verse 27. "Now is my soul troubled. Come on, John 12, 27. "And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I to this hour. 28. Father, glorify thy name." Now, because you pray that Father glorify thy name, you think that the man that will answer will be the Father, right? Let's read next. What next? Yes. "Then came a what? There a voice." Say a voice. "From heaven saying, I have both what? Glorify it and we glorify it again." So you can understand where the heaven that he's talking about. What's the next verse? "The people therefore that stood by and heard it said what? It was a thundered." That means that voice came from above, upon you, sky, firmament, troposphere, right? Remember troposphere? Came from the troposphere. So that's why they could say it's thundering. So the voice was not spiritual. The voice was not from a spiritual location. It was from a physical location, but a spiritual influence. That means the location we can see, that's what they can say is thunder. From a physical location called firmament, above, but the influence that made that one possible was what? Spiritual. Are you with me? Same way in the Old Testament, when you saw that food came, that manna came from them from heaven, the manna came from a physical heaven, but the influence that brought it down was what? Spiritual. Same way when you say in Joshua, book of Joshua, stone came down to stone people's head from heaven, is from this firmament. not from God's temple or God's throne somewhere, but the influence is what? Spiritual. Are you with me? So we can have spiritual influence from a physical entity. Spiritual influence, but from what? Something like that. Just trying to get what I'm saying. Even if my grammars are not correct. Okay. Now, see what Jesus said. Jesus said, yes, that was God speaking to you. What did he say? Then Jesus answered and said unto them, this voice. Say this voice. I didn't think, if that's God speaking directly, I didn't think Jesus would say this voice. What did he say? Say this voice came not because of myself, but for your sake. Are you with me? So Jesus just said, well, it happened, but the voice did not come for me. It came for you. Are you with me? Yeah, the voice did not come for me. It came for you. So it's not that, it's not the Father's response. That is angelic. That's not the Father's response. That is angelic. And then you could use this voice. Another time again, say it again. This voice. So that is not a direct word from the Father. That would be what? Angelic response. Angelic response. So come back to Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. So lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am what? Well pleased. In fact, this is also a voice from heaven again. And that was during the what? Baptism of John. Okay? Are you with me? And I believe John should have heard this voice himself too. It's possible. But go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 now. This one we read last time before we read verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach to say, repent, for the what? Kingdom of heaven is where now? Is at hand. Repent because the kingdom of heaven is close. Is at hand. It's almost there. It's close. It's at hand. It's almost there. It's about to begin. Is about to be formed, is about to be created. It's at hand. It's not already down. It's at hand. It's close. See Luke chapter 17, verse 20. We analyze this strictly. Thank God for Jesus. Say thank God for Jesus. He now gave a checkmate that will dissolve everything I said in the previous one for you. Luke 17. It's so serious. Verse 20. Let me know when you're all there, please. Don't leave anybody behind from this. Thank you. And when it was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come. Oh, don't forget, Matthew used the word kingdom of heaven so much. Luke used the word kingdom of God so much. Are you with me? The same way somebody who used son of man so much. John used son of God, of course. I think it was Matthew or Mark that used son of man so much too. Are you with me? Son of man, son of God, then God. So, see, where are we? Luke 17:20. So, when it was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of what? God cometh not with observation. Write down this Greek word. Observation there is paratheresis. P-A-R-A-T-E-R-E-S-I-S. Please write that down. Two Greek words, para and something like that. It's a paratheresis. Paratheresis. Jesus said the kingdom of God does not come with observation. That word means it does not come with ocular evidence. Ocular, yes. O-C-U-L-A-R. If I will simplify it, for those who doesn't study biology, it means it does not come with visual evidence. Ah, yeah. This was strong. Once I saw this, say what? Say the kingdom of God will not come with physical evidence. Ocular observation, ocular evidence, inspection. That means physical eyes will not be able to place, or physical eyes will not be able to grasp the kingdom of God. That means anything you can see that you can gaze with your which one did you use to look at space? Telescope. Thank you. Anything you can see with your telescope, anything you can see with the eyes, anything that is physical, cannot be the kingdom of heaven. Cannot be the kingdom of God. See the next one, 21. So that means first, it will not be obvious. It will not come like agagati kaga. That's why it's so funny when some people are saying to have kingdom take over, that is the kingdom of God. When Christians are in the charge of the affairs of this world. So sad. So sad. Luke chapter 17, 21. Let's read. So you can see the first one talks about visuals, right? You will not see anything with your physical eyes. 21. Now that shall they say what? Lo here. Oh, lo there. Hold on. They will not say lo here or there. That means the kingdom of heaven is not a physical location. You will not see it in any way physical. You will not see, say, oh, it's above Mercury. Oh, it's under Pluto. Oh, it's behind the sun. It's in the other part of the sun. No. Say, it will not come with. Visual observation. And it will not be somewhere that will be that will be GPS based. Why? Let's read the latter part together. For the kingdom of God is where? Within. Say it's within. Say it's within. Say today, the kingdom of heaven is within me. Now hold on. He called it the kingdom of heaven. So that means, why is the kingdom impossible before Jesus came? That means the kingdom of heaven is not just the domain of God. The kingdom of heaven is not talking about where God is. I've told you before that that is a very irrelevant question to ask you, that where is God living? Come to that later. The kingdom of heaven cannot also be in a location called heaven. Hold on. That means the kingdom will not be somewhere that is God alone. And the kingdom will not be somewhere that is man alone. The kingdom of heaven is God in man. Glory to God. The kingdom of heaven is not God alone or man alone somewhere. The kingdom of heaven will be what? God in man. Say God in man. That is the kingdom of heaven. So the state is priority. The state in Christ. The state is first priority. So the state is priority. So, if the state is priority, the only reason we can call a place heaven, that place will be anywhere men with the spirit are gathered. Where we can call heaven is I know, sorry, I know a lot of you have been bamboozled with, it's made of pure gold, right? The pure gold. Say, I don't like, you know, because your street is made of what? Rocks and erosion. Erosion washed away road, right? So say, we are going somewhere, it's made of what? The road is crystal glass, right? Pure gold. Amen, amen. Praise God, though. Amen, amen, amen. So, I said the only reason they can call a place physical heaven will be a place, just hold on, just relax, a place where men of the spirit are gathered. That means we can have, listen to this though, that means you can have heaven on earth and heaven in heaven. That means we can have heaven on earth. We can also have heaven in heaven. Say the kingdom of God is within. Say the domain of God is within man. Say if it's not in man, it's not the kingdom of God. Also, if it is man alone, it's not the kingdom of God. If it's God alone somewhere, it's not the kingdom of God. It's only if it's God where? In man. Say the kingdom of God is, he said it is within. Okay, thank you. See Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees. These are not much, you just open and read. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole what? Family in what? In heaven. And earth is what? Is named. Say family in heaven. Family on earth are named. Say family in heaven. Are in heaven as a state. Say the family on earth. They are already in heaven as a state. Don't forget when I was teaching about hell. I said, why can we call a physical place hell? I said, who created the first hell? The first man that died with the state of hell. Are you with me? Are you with me? There is no hell as a location before there is hell as a state. Hell is a state of rebellion. A state of a man saying, I don't want God. Amen, amen. So it is when you carry that state beyond this body that we can call the place you will be after what? Hell. Okay, see Ephesians 1 verse 10. Ephesians 1 verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are where? In heaven and which are on earth. Please, all this heaven I'm reading right now, these two last heaven I read is talking about the sky. Amen. Amen. This one now, I'm not talking about sky. Oh, when it's sky, I will tell you. So, Ephesians 1:10, heaven there, is it a place or a state? Look at it. Don't just rush you. Look at it. Place or state? Be free now. Place or state? So family or nothing, God? Yes. Got to end in one. All things in Christ. Which are heaven. You know that? Even in him. Are you in heaven now? You are in heaven. Oh God. God help me. If we gather together in one, all things in Christ. This is in Christ. Some of them are where? In heaven. Some of them are where? On earth. So, that means the things in Christ. Okay, let me rephrase for you. Heaven as a state is in Christ. Heaven as a state is where? In Christ. So if heaven as a state, that means as a status, as a identity, right? If heaven as an identity is in Christ, the heaven in Ephesians 1:10, is it state or place? Look at it again. Is it state or place? That is place now. Where are we gathering? That is a place, okay? So, but you can see there that what unites the people in heaven now and earth is what? Hello is in Christ, right? Hello, by the time Paul is writing there, has Stephen not died? Is he not in Christ? Is he just here? Eh? Or just in hell? Is he just a spirit? Eh? When he rose from the dead, what did he say? Touch me, feel me, for what? A spirit does not have what? Flesh and bone as you see me have, right? Remember? Maybe you're just tired, Abby. I should go home. I was thinking that we still do 2 months today. I didn't know why the time just ran away. But last time we were close by to 10 now. Just so that you can say last time everybody was late. Okay, some people are not late too. It was not late. I said, Pastor, I was tired. Matthew 11, verse 11. So the kingdom of heaven is in Christ. So why we will have heaven as a place if some people depart from this physical body, why in Christ? Hope you know, although Abraham believed the gospel, hope you know he was not in Christ until the resurrection morning. Hope you know. Huh? In Christ is destination of God. In Christ is that Genesis 1:27, man in my own image. I say Matthew 11 verse 11, right? Okay, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than what? Than who? John the Baptist. Amen. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He's talking about a man that is dead or a celestial being. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven. Say in the kingdom of heaven. This one is place or state. This one is place or state. Come on. Place or state. Come on. State. Come on. Hallelujah. That's state. There is nothing. In fact, I can tell you that the people in heaven on earth, they are superior to the people in heaven. Hallelujah. I will show you later. Stop looking like that. You are. Relax now. That's why we can. That's why yes, we next part. Next part. But not today, anyway. Amen. Verse 12. Sorry. So he's simply saying we are superior to the Old Testament prophets. Saying we are superior. That's what he was saying. Now saying verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist, so that verse 11 is talking about the man in Christ. So for the days of John the Baptist, even until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered what? Violence, and the violence take it by force. That is talking about how men by faith take hold of the kingdom. By faith. One day I will come and explain this for you more. It's not talking about fire for fire prayer. Yeah? Kingdom of heaven suffering violence. No. So, go to Matthew 5 verse 3, for instance. When I will get to this. I'm tired myself. Matthew 5 verse 3. Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the what? For theirs is the what? He's not saying their reward is the kingdom of heaven. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for of such is the what? Kingdom of heaven. Those beatitudes are describing the new creation. He's describing who? Describing who? The new creation. Of course, I'm coming to that later. Now, see Matthew 5 verse 18. I just want to show you some more of the where this heaven was used in the New Testament, then we'll close. Trust me, I'm already midway. Matthew 5:18. For very I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be what? Fulfilled. Till heaven and earth what? Pass. So even there now, is that the kingdom of God? Heaven there will mean what? The firmament. He said that we have to look at everything objectively, right? So even in Matthew 5 to 18 now is what? Firmament, firmament. See 34. When he said, but I say unto you, swear not at all by heaven, for it is God's throne. What is he doing? He was quoting Isaiah. Right? Come on, right? That's Isaiah 6, verse 1. He was just using Isaiah to teach them. Say, don't swear at all. It's not saying God is in heaven. That was quotation. So a throne, and also a throne is saying where you live. So that is proverbial, all those type of things. So, of course, speaking of the inferiority of heaven and earth to God. Speaking of the inferiority of both the heaven and earth to God. Heaven is his throne. That is, that is not, heaven is not, you know, the way religion has amplified heaven more than Christ. So you are in Christ, but we are good. I say we are going to heaven. Matthew 5:45. Matthew 5:45, that you may be the children of your father, which is where? Your children, now, start getting intelligent. Oh. I've told you, you cannot call one heaven everything. Oh. Now, when Isaiah is saying God in heaven, or David or Jeremiah, and Jesus is saying Father in heaven, they are not the same. Oh. Amen, brethren? And that's why I said, you have to get objective. Now, in fact, think about it. Isaiah, all of them, David, they say God, God, God. But he not say Father in heaven. So calm down. Don't say Father in the sky. Are you with me? And don't say assumption. You get that? Now, this is Jesus. So calm. That's why he told you that this kingdom of heaven now is at hand. So listen to him. So he said in Matthew 5:45, that what? That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his what? His son to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain to the just and to the unjust. That speaks of the character of God. That speaks, when you see Father which is in heaven, speaks of the will of God. The will of God is heaven. So when you are saying Father in heaven, we are talking about the will of God. Will of God. Father is what we call him in redemption. Of course, not the plenty names like I said before. And when you also hear Father, it is to distinguish him from your earthly father. When you hear heavenly Father, Father in heaven is to what? It's not saying he's in the sky. It's to distinguish him from who? Your earthly father. Or to earthly fathers. See, chapter 6, verse 10. Father speaks of the will of God. He speaks of his character. Father is what we call him in redemption. So when you hear Father in heaven, it's to distinguish him from your earthly fathers. See Matthew 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? Thy will be done where? In earth, as it is in what? In heaven. Something is wrong with that place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That will be done where? On earth as it is where? In heaven. Something is wrong. Please, if you are listening to this message any day, any year you are listening to it, try and get a message that I call the teaching ministry of Jesus. The teaching ministry of Jesus, you find it on our website. It's not yet there. When you find it there, we explain this for you. Amen. Praise God. So this is predestination, right? For knowledge. Okay. Matthew 6:20. Not put that with today. So something in that place you must see. Matthew 6:20. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where what neither moth nor rust not corrupt, nor where thieves do break in through, nor steal. That's serious. Don't forget, he's not telling them to lay anything right now. Everything Jesus was saying in the four gospels was majorly talking about that kingdom of heaven. Although when he's talking, that kingdom is here at hand. Are you with me? But he's speaking about the post-redemption age. So when he's saying, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, that will be talking about things unseen. Are you with me? Just like when he just finished telling you that, do good to them that hate you, that you may be the children of your Father who are in heaven, to love, to communicate. So, he spoke majorly of the kingdom of heaven, which is in the new birth, which was not available in his days. So, he's not telling them that day to go come and put down. He's not talking about offering. He's just talking about the things of the kingdom, the things of the spirit, the things of value, the things of the kingdom. Are you with me? Praise God. Even as you preach the gospel, what are you doing? You are laying treasures in heaven. As you learn the word, you teach the same. What are you doing? You are laying treasures in heaven. As you walk in love, you pray for others, you are laying treasures in heaven. Amen. Heaven here, for instance, now, I will not even call it physical. Call it spiritual. Hold on. See Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Treasures in heaven. He's talking about how much you value spiritual things. Like when Galatians 6 was telling you that, and let him that is teaching let him that is being taught communicate to him that teacheth in every word good things. And for what a man sweat, he shall also reap. For what if a man sweat to his flesh, shall his flesh reap but corruption. But if a man shows to his what? To his spirit, that is actually putting your treasures where? In heaven. Shall his spirit reap what? Life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well being, for we know that in this season you shall what? Reap if you what? If we faint not. Then I say, therefore, brethren, as much as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them of the household of faith. So that is, for instance, lay up your treasures in what? In heaven. And what will be your result? Your gospel will proceed. Matthew 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Now see, I will analyze this and we'll be done. See Luke 11, 13. See how Luke puts this one. Sorry, I said Luke 9 before. It's Luke 11, 13. Luke 11, 13. Open this scripture. Open it. Luke 11, 13. If you then being evil, know how to give good things unto your children, I'm talking to you, please, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So, now pay attention. I have just, let me say two scriptures and I'll be done. Just two. But pay attention. So, what the Heavenly Father gives is the Holy Ghost. Coming. What the Heavenly Father gives is what? Is the Holy Ghost. Now, let me use this one to explain giving to you. Explain receiving to you. Please listen carefully. When you pray for things, when you pray for things, pray for a good job, when you pray for a car, pray for things, pray for healings, God answers. But you receive your answer from the heart. When you pray to God for things, God answers, but you receive your answer from the things already created. You receive your answer from the heart. Are you with me? God will answer, but you will receive the answer from where? From the heart. From the heart. But when you ask for salvation, let me use that word, God answers and you receive your answer from God. That says a lot. That means on the first part, if you pray for things, God will answer. But for instance, if you are coming praying for a job, I didn't think you are praying for an heavenly job, right? You will receive your answer from an institution already on earth, You can receive your answer in form of instruction, direction. You can receive your answer in form of just something on earth. Are you with me? So that means the answer, result, it will come from where? From the earth. But when you ask for spiritual things, you ask for salvation, where will the answer come from? From above. From God, sorry. Above means God. God. Now see James 1:17. That takes us back to this James 1:17. Open it. Oh, glory to God. James 1:17. Let's read slowly. Every good gift, right? And every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hold on. So, for instance, if I ask for a car, listen, yo, or I ask for healing, and it happens, what is the first word? Every good word, gift, right? What is good gift? Agathos, doses. What is meaning? Every good giving. So, if I ask for a car, ask for a house, ask for a job, and I got it, it is a good giving. That means, good giving means the process is good. That means I don't, if it's God that is giving me, I don't have to sow seeds to get it. I don't have to cry. But I don't have to fast to get it. Good giving. Say good giving. Talking about the process. So if I ask for earthly things, which I will receive from the earth, it is good giving. God will not withhold it. God will not say no. It is good giving. Say the giving is good. But will there be a perfect bestowment? Will there be a perfect gift? Will it be a perfect bestowment? No. Again, what is telos dorema? Perfect bestowment, right? That is perfect end. Good giving talks about the process of receiving. That means the giving, God will not withhold it. If any man asks, lacks wisdom, let him what? Acts of God, which giveth to all men how liberally and does not upbraid. He upbraids not. Amen? He upbraids not. Upbraids not. So, that means if I ask for things physical, it will be a good giving. But perfect gift talks about the package. Perfect gift describes the package. Good giving describes the process. Are you getting that? Perfect gift it describes what you collected. Good giving describes what? The process. Thank you. Don't forget in that Matthew chapter 7, he said, if a man, Matthew 7 and Luke 11, he said, if you ask for a fish, will you give him a serpent? That means, will he give him what we arm him? Will he give him what is not perfect? He now ends with, in Luke, if men being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, to their children, how much more shall their Father in heaven give what? The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Don't forget from the analyst already, he's trying to say, what the Father will give you is not what can arm you. Are you with me? So, he's now saying here, for instance, healings, will healings be good giving? Yes! But not perfect gift. Because the ill can yet fall sick again. I'm not saying you should fall sick. I'm just telling you that it's not perfect because what? The ill can yet what? Fall sick again. He can need it again. Hallelujah. But when you ask for salvation, the process is good, The process is not laborious. It's if you shall confess to the man, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. So the process is good, and also the gift is perfect. Hold on, you see what I'm saying now? When you ask for salvation, the process is good, right? And the gift himself, the end, telios dorema, the end is also what? Perfect. That means this gift will be self-maintaining. Glory to God. It will be self-maintaining. A perfect bestowment is such that we not need a pursuit. You will not need extra. You will not need renewing or rededication. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's just a checkmate on preachers of its internal insecurity. Say the gift of God are perfect. That means, that is why, now check verse 18. When you look at your Bible, start, please don't look at your face up like you are looking, doing stargazing. Come on. So that is why, see verse 18. What is a good giving? What is a perfect bestowment? Verse 18, guys, want to go? Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of the first fruit of his creation. Hallelujah. Say first fruit of his creation. What's that creation? The kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So we saw a creation in Adam. We also saw a creation in Christ. The creation in Christ is what is called the kingdom of heaven. So talking about salvation, the process is good and the result is what? Perfect. Self-maintaining, self-sustaining, self-validating, unshaking, no need for renewal, no need for rededication. Amen. Any salvation that you need to rededicate is not from God. It's from your pastor. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say self-maintaining. Self-maintaining. Say does not expire. Hallelujah. That is why I told you, when 2 Peter chapter 3, I'm closing already, is saying a day is coming that heaven and earth will be destroyed. And I ask you, how can that be your what? How can that be our in Christ heaven? Glory to God. For whatsoever the Lord made shall be for how long? Forever. Nothing can be what? Taken from it or added to it. Perfect bestowment. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, it's not your own heaven that will be born with fire. The best that they can see born with fire is all these, their planets. Praise God. Which is already useless anyway. We don't know what is happening there. Amen, amen, amen. And like I told you, it looks like the earth is already decaying. But hey, the man in Christ, he abides forever. And also, like I've told you under apostasy, the man in Christ is even the security for this earth. This earth goes nowhere when we are here. Hallelujah. The man created the earth. We keep putting looming soil there until we are done. Glory to God. Friends, one day, if you have watched Mad Max before, Fury Road. Amen. Very terrible movie. Say, one day everywhere will be barren, no water again, and I'll be here. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, say it again. When you ask for things, you expect the answer, thank you, to come from things created. But the only thing that God does not just answer, he gives himself, is salvation. Exactly, guys. Let's sing together. Every good giving fountain, every perfect bestow, yeah, come God. Father of light, come on. Father, in him is light, yeah. In his light. You are sleeping since, so. There's no shadow of turning, yeah.
There's no evil. the snowman comes from God, the Father of light. In Him is light. There's no shadow of turning. There's no
creation.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Say there's only one thing that was created perfect. Say that was me. Glory. Okay, thank you. Go and relax and see you tomorrow.